Zok the Mishnah weiter. Masechtas Erevin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. In the last Mishnah, we learned that they made a special heter for the people that are coming to be Al Regel. There's a Be'er, there's a well, which is Rishus HaYachid. And instead of having to put up mechitzas around the well, all you need is these L-shaped beams on the corner, and perhaps some other regular beams along the sides, depending on how large the area is. And that's enough. Now, how far in can I pull in these sticks? In other words, is there a minimum shear? Does the area around the well that the sticks create a Rishus HaYachid for, is there a minimum how big that area has to be? And the answer is yes. Whatever we discussed last Mishnah, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Mutter, you should know it's permitted, LaHakriv LaBe'er, to bring the beams or the poles closer to the well, which would create a smaller area around the well. However, you can't bring it too close. Ubalvad, provided, Shetei Para, that the cow, Raisha, its head, Veruba, and most of its body, Bifnim, has to be on the inside, the Shaisa, while it is drinking. Why? What am I concerned about? Well, I am concerned that if you don't have Roisha Veruba Shalpara, the head and most of its body on the inside, which is two amis, by the way, you're going to have too little of an area, and the balabas is going to say, what's happening over there? Is the cow drinking or not? And you're going to wind up carrying the bucket outside of the mechitza. Okay, so that's the minimum area around the well. What about if I want to make it as large as I want? Can I? And the answer is yes. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Mutal Harchik Kol Shehu. You can distance the poles. You can bring them out. Rachik means far, literally. Mutal Harchik Kol Shehu. In other words, pull the poles back, make the area bigger, Ubulvad, provided, Sheyar Bebepasin, that you keep adding these slats, these pieces of wood. In other words, I can make a very large area around the well, but I have to keep adding pieces of wood. The further back I go, the bigger the area, the more wood I need. How much wood do you need? Well, let's remember. On the corners, I have the L-shaped pieces of wood. In the middle, I have regular pieces of wood. Well, it has to be that in between the pieces of wood, you don't have any more than 13 and a third amos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So let's quickly chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. We said you can bring the slats closer to the well as long as the cow and its head and most of its body are within while drinking. We don't want you to, by mistake, not have enough room to see what's going on, and you're going to try to check things out and wind up pulling the bucket out of the area of where the mechitza is. And for that matter, you can make the area as big as you want, as long as you keep adding these slats of wood, so that there should be no more than 13 and a third amma in between one piece of wood and the other one.